Work continues on the Miracle League field in Jonesboro. The $2.8 million project is being touted as the largest Miracle League field in the United States and is expected to be used in multiple ways. When it opens in September, the field can be used to allow children and adults with disabilities to play sports like baseball, basketball, volleyball, and others. Sharon Turman is coordinator of softball programs for the city of Jonesboro and has spearheaded the drive for the Miracle League field, and says this field has spurred a lot of excitement for many families across the region.
Well, it's just going to give so many individuals an opportunity to play sports that normally sit on the sideline and watch other individuals play. This is children with autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, children and adults in wheelchairs and walkers that right now have to sit on the sidelines and watch. And this will just be an opportunity for them to play baseball, softball, basketball, soccer, and even play football if they want to play that sport.
Sherman says the field will be the largest in the nation because multiple sports can be played at the same time on the field. This week, workers are expected to complete the St. Bernard's playground that's located on the property. The fence around the field is being put up and the front of the facility is being completed. Also, starting this week or next week, crews will start to lay down the field, which will be made of a material called Pebble Flex. Turman says the material is designed to be used by those who are in wheelchairs and will help provide a super soft cushion for players in the event of falls. Turman says, or tells more about the surface that will be used.
Yes, this is a seamless surface. Many of them have the rubberized squares and that sort of thing, but we chose the seamless surfacing because over time, those corners do seem to come up on those squares. We have fully researched this, and we feel like that we've chosen the best for our complex.
Turman says there's an excitement that's building about how close the reality the field is.
Well, on our Facebook page, which is Miracle League of Jonesboro, every day somebody posts, "My child and I drove by today." We are getting more and more excited because now we'll have a place to play ball. And everywhere I go, people are talking about it, which just warms my heart. And I just think it's not only an opportunity for Jonesboro, but this will affect all of Northeast Arkansas, Southeast Missouri, Western Tennessee, and Northwest Mississippi. We envision on Saturday having individuals to drive in for 2.5 hours to come to our field where their child will have a safe place to play.
And Turman tells how she could see the field being used in the future.
We think that during the week we'll have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday games for our local people. And then on Friday night, we'll have games, maybe even tournament games, and then Saturday maybe some tournament games. But that's all in the future. We're envisioning just having games to get this started this fall, maybe a short season. Usually a Miracle League season in the spring and in the fall is about a 6-week period. And we just want to get these kids enrolled and get them started and play some ball games.
And she says registration will start soon for the fall league that will start when the field opens in September.
We will begin registration right after the 1st of July, and they'll need to follow our Facebook page. And, of course, we'll go out to all of our local schools and daycare centers here and try to get the word out to all the facilities.
Turman says numerous fundraisers and donations have helped bring the project closer to being complete. She tells about an upcoming fundraiser.
Well, we have done lots of fundraisers, and we're always looking at unique fundraisers that is new to the area so that it will get people excited. And I actually had our cemetery sexton, Frank Mars, he come up with the idea one night at midnight, said, "Hey, let's have a frog gigging tournament." And so we started searching this, and there are frog gigging tournaments all over the South. Some of them are as large as these big bass tournaments. So we're going to start out on a small scale, and we're going to have our first frog gigging tournament July the 11th. It will originate from Southside Softball Complex. Again, if they'll go to our Facebook page, Miracle League of Jonesboro, they'll be able to see a flyer there and get more information about it. And, of course, my contact number is on there. And we just hope that this will be a great time for a lot of individuals that love to frog gig. And, you know, frog gigging is a very cheap sport. You can actually just use your hands to rescue the frogs or grab the frogs, but there's not very much money tied up in it. So we think a lot of people will have fun doing this.
And she says the project started out, the Miracle League project, that is, started out at about $1.2 million, but suggested improvements have caused the price to go up. But she says it'll be all for the better.
Well, the project itself is $2.8 million, and it came by that figure. We actually started out at $1.2 million, just building a ball field. And then as we visited different sites across the South, we picked up different ideals and different suggestions from different mayors of different towns. And so as we've added stuff, made stuff better, and hope to make ours the best, we've arrived at the figure of $2.8 million. We are about $600,000 out from securing all of our money. We still have the naming rights for the ball field, which is $250,000. St. Bernard's did step up and put their name on our playground. On our playground at $250,000. And their name will be on that playground forever. And if an individual or a company wants to step up and do that, their name will be on that ball field forever. So we're still looking at that big donor to come in and still securing grants and still doing fundraisers.
And then Sharon Terman, the Miracle League field is expected to draw thousands of people from around the KASU listening area to play sports at the Miracle League field.